Right, I'm here with Brenda Hawksford at Stirchley Community Centre. Brenda has popped out of the tea dance to come and have a chat with us, so thanks, Brenda. Brenda, tell us about your memories of Stirchley.
Well, I lived on the Persia Road, yes. Down by the church, you know the new church they built there?
Yes.
Right opposite.
Okay.
Yeah, and we used to have to go there to have a bath. Because we hadn't got a bath. We got a bath upstairs, no hot water.
Okay.
So if we wanted a bath, you've got to boil the water downstairs in the boiler and then have a bath. So it was easier to go to the baths. And we used to go up there to have a bath once, sometimes twice a week, but only once when, fourpence it was. And we used to get a little bar of soap. And there was an attendant there, and she used to put about that much water. They were huge. They were huge baths.
Like sort of cast iron.
All my huge taps. And you know, you used to get about, how much water could you say? Well,
what are you saying there, about 6 inches?
Might be a little bit more.
Oh, no.
A little bar of flat soap. Yeah, used to have a bath, yeah.
What about towels and stuff? Did you have to take those yourself?
Well, if you want, they give you a rough towel.
Yeah.
But of course we were grateful to go, weren't we? Because we've got no hot water in the house. So,
absolutely,
yeah.
And what days did you used to go?
In the week,
right.
yeah, when I could.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it segregated then? Was it sort of women on one day?
Well, I can't remember. There were two sections for men and for women.
Oh, okay.
When I wasn't very old. But
how old were you?
When you used to go? About 14, 15.
Oh, okay, so,
yeah.
And when about was that, if you don't mind me asking? Was it sort of 50s?
I can tell my answer, so when were that? I can't remember really.
That's okay.
Take it away.
That's okay.
Yeah. So yes, that's what we had to do anyway.
Fantastic.
Yes.
What do you remember about what did it look like in there? Was it small cubicles or?
They were sort of I vaguely remember cubicles, but you weren't all together. You know. Oh no, you were in separate. Places.
Yeah, separate little bits.
Yeah, but some said they used to have dancing there, but I can't remember dancing there.
Oh, can't you?
I can't, no. I used to go opposite to the Institute.
Oh, okay. I've heard other people saying that they used to go dancing
Stirchley
there.
Stirchley Institute, yeah.
Yes, they used to board the swimming
the
pool over.
Yes, but I couldn't remember going
dancing
there.
Yeah.
I think one or two of the members there did, but I can't remember. Yeah. But I was a bit younger than some of than they are now. But I used to go opposite to,
Did you use the swimming pool at the baths as well?
No. I never learned to swim. I can't say I'm frightened, but I've never really learned to swim.
Yeah.
But it was a nice place. Old, of course.
It's a beautiful building,
it's a shame
isn't it?
They've left it, so long, really. Yeah.
Well, the plan is we're...
Is it complete shell inside now? Is it all gone?
I think a lot of the fixtures and fittings are still there.
Really?
But obviously, I'll show you some old photos in a minute of inside. But the plan is we were talking earlier, to bring it back into use for the community, to have it as a community centre. And... What do you think about this plan to bring that building back into use?
Yes, it'd be nice, because you can't expect it to be. But as long as they leave the outside, well, they'll have to, won't they? It'll clean up.
I'm sure it'll all be restored because it's a listed building, obviously.
Yeah. So will they spread it further along the road? They'll have to, won't they? Will they?
I think it's being extended. So how long have you been coming here to Stirchley Community Centre?
Let me think now. About over 12 years, 13 years,
And what do you do here?
We do tea dance. We have one game of bingo, and it's quite pleasant, really. It's nice today because they're doing a St Patrick's theme, really. But it's very nice.
Is that what's going on in there?
Today, yes, because, and then we have outings. And holidays. Quite nice. Yeah.
And how important is it for a community to have this kind of base?
I think it is, especially for our age group.
Yeah,
I really do. But they have other things going on. They have for children, don't they, as well? They have play group and things. And all that will be in there. Or will it? Will it? What about the bowls? Is that separate, the bowls?
It is, yes. I think another home will be found
for them,
For the bowls,
One or two of our ladies in there play bowls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your memories with us of the bath.
Yes, it was lovely. Even the bath, having a bath. Yeah. People would laugh about it, wouldn't they?
Well, it's a different world,
isn't it? They can't believe it, you see. Yeah. They can't believe you just had a bath upstairs. There was no sink, no toilet. Toilet was there. Oh, loads of people had toilets outside.
Yeah, that's it. A different world.
Different world altogether.
But, I mean, what an amazing function that building was playing back then.
Yeah, it hasn't done as much harm, has it? Not really.
Absolutely not. Thank you, Brenda.
Okay, dear. You're welcome. Thank you.